When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 9th edition. We got a big, big 14-game slate for you on a Tuesday after our little 7-gamer on Monday. Hope you guys had a great day. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Just let me know. Give me your email or whatever, and we'll get you set up over there. If you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. Or give it a little thumbs up. Leave a comment on YouTube if you're watching the video play out. Also, if you guys like season-long fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast recorded on Sunday night, Bubba and the Bat Flip a couple days early, recapping the weekend fab and more, coming at you on Thursday with Bubba and the Bloom. And if you're playing PGA DFS, the FedEx Cup playoff started this week. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast has you covered for the 2022 St. Jude Championship, so go check that out as well. But no more pussyfooting around. We got 14 games for you on this slate. We got some really good pitching, so let's check out the totals real quick. Marlins, Philly, 7.5. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Reds, Mets, 8.5. Braves, Red Sox, 9.5. Guardians, Tigers, 7.5. Nats, Cubs, waiting on Wrigley, but that should be high because Pablo Espino's pitching. Rangers, Astros, 7.5. Cardinals, Rockies, Coors Field special at 11. Giants, Padres, 7. Angels, A's, 6.5. Pirates, D-backs, 9. Twins, Dodgers, 8.5. Yankees, Mariners, 7. So a couple nines. We got the 11, but some really good pitching matchups as well to keep an eye on the slate list. So let's talk about pitching. Your top price pitcher is Garrett Cole at 10.5 at the Seattle Mariners. No problem using Cole ever. He's always in play for you. Not sure that's where I'm going on the slate, but you can attack Seattle, 22% K rate, 210 average, 95 WRC plus versus righties. And Garrett Cole is great. So you can go there if you want. They did get to him a bit in Yankee Stadium his last time out, but every start's a great chance for Garrett Cole to deal. I'd just rather go Zach Wheeler at 10.4 for $100 cheaper. At home against the Miami Marlins, he's just been outstanding. 20-plus points in 3 straight, 4, 5, 6 of his last 7, 8, 9, 10 of his last 12. It just goes on and on. The dude's been absolutely ridiculous. Now he gets the Miami Marlins team that is scuffling tremendously, striking out 22.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 219 with a .084 ISO and 69 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching this past month. Give me some Zach Wheeler in that matchup at home against Miami. And then Shohei Ohtani at 10.3 against the Oakland Athletics in Oco Coliseum. Great place to pitch. 24% K rate for the A's versus right-handed pitching. So Wheeler and Ohtani, I'd rather have over Cole. No problem with Cole if you want to go there. But give me Wheeler. Give me Ohtani if you're paying above 10K. Brandon Woodruff's intriguing at 9,900 versus Tampa Bay. I prefer Wheeler and Ohtani. Musgrove at 96 against the Giants does seem a little enticing as the Giants offense just isn't clicking. A 22% K rate, 124 ISO, 86 WRC plus versus righties this past month. Musgrove has had a very strong season, scuffled a bit of late. 3 of his last 4 starts have been very, very bad for Musgrove standards, but 5 starts ago, 7 shutout with 6 Ks against the Giants. So if you want to go to Musgrove, you can. I still would rather get to Ohtani and Wheeler if you can, or save a bit. Shane Bieber at 9,400 bucks versus the Detroit Tigers does look quite appealing. The Tigers got to him 5 starts ago, but since then, 3 or 4 starts at 27 or more DK points for Shane Bieber. He's been absolutely outstanding. Gets this Tigers team that is striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 200 with a .091 ISO and 55 WRC plus over the last month. So Shane Bieber at 94 is why I'm willing to skip on Woodruff and Musgrove. These are all great options. They could all go off. You got to narrow down the pool somewhere. So I'm taking Bieber in this range if that's where the dust settles. Julio Urias is always interesting. He's at home against the Minnesota Twins. He's 9K. He's got you 4 straight starts of 21 or more points. Again, if you look at some of the pitching that comes in this low 9, 8K, even some 7K ranges, makes you almost not want to pay up. Either like Julio Urias has a 25 to 30 point ceiling in this matchup, which is very solid for his price point compared to others. You got a Minnesota offense that strikes out only 20% of the time versus lefties. So Urias in tournaments, I think, is in play. I'd still rather have Shane Bieber at 94 or slide on down in tournaments to Carlos Carrasco at $8,200 and Charlie Morton at $8,500. Morton is at the Boston Red Sox, a Red Sox team that is struggling tremendously, 27% K rate versus righties, 222 average, 79 WRC plus. We know what Morton does. He can get wonky with the command. Walks can be there for Chucky. But when the walks aren't there, the strikeouts always are. Five or more Ks in like 10 straight starts. He's been electric in that effect. Just limit the damage, and he can be very, very good at $8,500 in a tournament versus Boston. I like that a lot. And then Cookie is $8,200 coming off a phenomenal start. He's actually had three of his last four of 20-plus points. Gets the Cincinnati Reds team at home. That gives him another 20-plus point upside night. 25% K rate for Cincinnati, 97 WRC plus their last month versus right-handed pitching. So Morton and Carrasco at 85 and 82 give me reason to kind of skip on the Julio Urias. So I'm trying to narrow down the pitching options, at least what I'm looking at on this slate. You can make great arguments for a lot of these guys, and it's going to be tough to argue because it is a very loaded pitching slate. Like if you want to be super contrarian, you can go Mikolas. I don't think you need to get that cute on a 14-game slate. If it was a smaller slate, I could see it. 14 games, don't really need to do that, but you can if you so choose. I'll just pass. Braxton Garrett's been outstanding. Not sure I want to go up against Philadelphia in this one with the other options on this slate. Like, I'd rather go Marcus Stroman at $7,200 at home against the Washington Nationals. Stroman's not a world beater, but he's getting you 15 to 18 points in like four straight starts, which is great as a $7,200 price point. Washington offense, pretty dreadful. We saw Keegan Thompson get the job done on Monday night. So Stro at 72 is one you can look at. And there's really not a ton down below I'm in love with when it comes to saving cash. So, you know, up top, Wheeler and Otani, 1 and 2, like them a ton. Bieber at 94 is definitely high on my list. Morton and Carrasco at 85 and 82, I like quite a bit. And Stroman at 72. So you can mix and match, make this work. 14 games, so there'll be tons of value bats. You don't have to go super deep in the punch department, if you know what I mean. Speaking of bats, let's check them out on this 14-game banger for you. At the catcher's position, you're going to have – every position is going to have tons of options, but some really, really strong ones to go off here. Joe Ryan has been very hit and miss. Throws a lot of fastballs. Either he gives up a lot of home runs or he looks electric. If you're hoping for the home run side of things, Will Smith is on fire for the Dodgers. He's $5,200. Very steep price tag for a hope, but that's what makes him tournament viable at $5,200. Probably not where I'm going. I'd rather have Wilson Contreras at 49 versus pitch to contact Paolo Espino. Chicago, great stack on the slate. Can't pay attention to the weather, though. Could be a pitcher-friendly ballpark with the wind, but both really good payout spots in tournaments. If you want to go cheaper, though, Alejandro Kirk has been struggling a ton, but he's 4,400 versus Bradish. Kind of intriguing for me. I like William Contreras at 4,300 bucks versus Rich Hill. It's probably my favorite one so far. 4,300 bucks for William Contreras against Rich Hill. I got Danny Jansen down here at 39 against Bradish if you want to go that route. Cheaper options for you, though. It's a good pitching slate. I'm impressed by some of this, but James McCann of the Mets, $3,100, having a rough year against Mike Minor. That's something you kind of want to target when you're looking in that direction.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, but it's bleak. Maybe Martin Maldonado versus Martin Perez at $2,700. That's another way you can look. But check lineups. You might get like Austin Hedges is $2,200 versus Alexander. If you want a punt catcher, you could do worse than Austin Hedges at $2,200. So that's not the worst punt in the world. I prefer not to, but you can do it. first base position, you got Goldie and Coors at 64 is pretty sexy. That's pretty good. But so is Pete Alonso at $5,900 against Mike Minor. With Coors in play, you might get some lower on Pete Alonso, and that's really juicy in that matchup. Cheaper options, though. Matt Olson can hit lefties just fine. He's 5K. If you're stacking up Atlanta, do not forget a low-owned Olson. But, you got CJ Cronin, Coors at 43. Luke Voit is heating up, went deep again on Monday. I like and respect Stroh, but if you want to be contrarian, Voit's only $4,100 in a tournament. I can see a little bit of upside in that one. Other than that, Eric Hosmer, no, but Trey Boo Boo, Trey Mancini, first base outfield eligible, $3,500 versus the lefty Martin Perez. That's a really good spot there for Trey Boo Boo. If you're fading Julio Urias, Jose Miranda is only 35 as well. I'll take my chances with Mancini out of those two, but I can see very good arguments for both in their matchup. Nathaniel Lowe, if you're fading Urquidy at 32, Urquidy's been better, but we know the struggles are there. So Nathaniel Lowe at 32 is a guy you can potentially look at. I'd probably stay in that $3,500 range we talked about, but it is an option for you. Frank Schwindel is down to 2,200. It's been a rough go for him, but it's a great matchup versus Paolo Espino. So keep your eyes on that as well. Second base position on this slate, got Jose Altuve at 56 and a great matchup versus Martin Perez. Ketel Marte at 51 is not too shabby. Jake Cronenworth with Alex Cobb. I like Alex Cobb quite a bit, but it's not a bad spot there for Crondome. I got Tommy Edmonds at $4,600 in Coors. If you want to go there, I could see some upside. Christopher Morel went deep for his 10th time this year on Monday. Second base outfield eligible at $4,400 for Paolo Espino. Not many will pay $4,400 for Christopher Morel. So that is a very, very intriguing tournament play for you. Whit Merrifield led off with George Springer on the IL. He's second base outfield eligible at $4,200 for Bradish. Didn't do a whole lot, but it's definitely an angle you can look at in that matchup. Andres Jimenez is only $3,900 for Alexander. Cleveland is going to be an enticing spot, assuming the weather stays okay in Detroit. Andres Jimenez playing very, very well this season. Ramon Urias went deep on Monday. He gets Alec Manoa tonight. A little different than Yusei Kikuchi, but you know what I mean. Some others down here. Santiago Espinal, if you're punting, 3K, I get it. Orlando Arcia loves him a lefty. He's $2,600 versus Rich Hill. That's a very nice value. Ezekiel Duran, second base, third base for Texas at $2,600. Not a bad value as well. I like that Orlando Arcia won quite a bit. If you're punting the position, not like the top play on the slate, but a good punt price tag at $2,600. Third base, Devers always in play no matter what. But J-Ram at 59 against Alexander is pretty nice. But Arenado and Coors not being the highest priced guy. He was the NL player of the week last week. $5,600 versus Feltner and Coors is pretty tasty. Making his return to Coors, that's going to be a nice one. Austin Riley at 53 is very nice as well. Hopefully gets lower owned because of Arenado. So that could be Atlanta. Yeah, I'm liking them a lot tonight versus Rich Hill. So this could be fun. Yeah, Bregman at 53 versus Martin Perez. Not bad either. I prefer Riley, Arenado, then Bregman, but I'll have some good arguments. But your contrarian play, I talked about it on Monday, didn't do much, but in tournaments, I still like it. You got Patrick Wisdom at $4,800 versus Espino, and they got Chapman at 46 versus Bradish, and Chapman went deep on Monday, so he paid off. Wisdom did not, but they're both very good tournament plays. People are, if they're already paying that much, will pay higher up for your Bregmans, your Rileys, your Arenados. So you can get Wisdom or Chapman for a little bit cheaper, much lower ownership, really good matchup. So I like both of those angles if you want to go there. And other than that, Brian Hayes at $3,500 versus the lefty Henry for Arizona is a very good value. Don't mind Jose Miranda like we talked about, but I like Brian Hayes at $3,500 as a value in that matchup. Ezekiel Duran at $2,600, second base, third base eligible. And then JD Davis is $2,100 if you want to punt against Joe Musgrove, but not a must thing to do. Shortstop position, you got Frenchie Lindor if you need to, Trey Turner as well, but you can save a few shekels. Willy Adames at 52 against Yakubonis, and then the long man in Yarbrough who's just been so bad. So Willy Adames at 52 does have some upside if you're paying up with the position, but you can just save a little bit. Dansby Swanson at 48, Ahmed Rosario at 47, both very nice. Prefer Swanson over Rosario, but both in good spots. I'll keep pounding the drum. Bo Bichette at $4,400 is too cheap. I know he hasn't been on fire, but he's actually hitting much better of late. It's just too cheap of a price tag for the ceiling he brings to the table, hitting fifth for Toronto. So Bo Bichette at 44 is still very, very affordable and very, very nice. If you're stacking the Cubs, Nico Horner at 43 is not bad. Just it is a steep price tag when you got Bo Bichette $100 more. But great matchup versus Paolo Espino. Really, really good matchup. So I can't hate on that. Going down into the low threes and into the twos, usually not too much of the shortstop position. to make you run home to mom and dad about, and I'm not seeing anything at this. Like, and Andres Velasquez for the Angels, he went deep, which is such a random thing. He went deep on Monday's 2,200. Brandon Crawford's 2,100 bucks. That's not a bad value against Joe Musgrove, but nothing too crazy. Outfield position on the slate. You got Judge versus Luis Castillo if you want. Schwarber, Jordan Alvarez at 6,100 bucks versus Martin Perez. I like quite a bit. Eventually Juan Soto's going nuts, so just be prepared. But you can save some money in the outfield. Starling Marte went deep on Monday. He's 5,200 bucks versus Minor. I like that a lot. You got Tyler O'Neill and Coors at 51. Not a bad play either. That Marte really swinging it well. He's 5,200 bucks versus Minor. That's a good spot to be in. Hunter Renfroe, I don't mind because people might see Yacobonus, not realize the lefty Yarborough's coming in. Could be a good spot there for Renfroe. Cheaper plays, though, at least mid 4K and below. Teoscar Hernandez at 45. Again, you can go Teoscar and hitting cleanup, and Bichette hitting fifth at reasonable price tags for Toronto players. Christopher Morel at 44, second base outfield, is a solid look for you. Dylan Carlson and Coors at only 43 is not too shabby. He's swinging a pretty good bat right now. Whit Merrifield leading off second base outfield eligible at 42 is some good looks as well. Going to the low fours, you got Ian Happ at 41, who's been scuffling, but a really good matchup there versus Spino to hopefully get things right. Lourdes Gurriel at 4K versus Bradish is a good spot as well. Going below 4K now, you got Aledimus Diaz versus Martin Perez at 3,800 bucks, third base outfield eligible for Houston. So that is in play for you. He loves him, a lefty. Loves them a lot. Jesse Winker did hit a home run off of Cole, I believe, his last time out. He had a grand slam on Sunday. So in a tournament at 3,600 bucks, like I didn't want the expensive tournament plays against Cole, but at 3,600 bucks, Winker can pay off that price tag. I do like Trey Boo-Boo again at 3,500 bucks, first base outfield eligible versus Martin Perez. That's a really good spot there for Trey Mancini. Yeah, Trent Grisham, if you're fading Cobb at 31, is not too bad. Tyrone Taylor of Milwaukee at 31, not a bad punt play as well. Below 3K now, Raimel Tapia at 29 is a good value if you're stacking Toronto, or even if you almost want a one-off. It's like seventh against Bradish. It's a good spot there for Raimel Tapia. Chaz McCormick at 2,800 bucks versus Martin Perez. That stands out a bit. Mike Yastrzemski at 27. Giants are super cheap versus Musgrove. Musgrove is very good. Like, I don't really feel like attacking Musgrove on a 14-game slate. There's other ways to get cute on this slate, but they're very, very cheap. 2,700 bucks for Yastrzemski, 21 for JD Davis, 21 for Brandon Crawford. Joey Bart was super cheap. Like, they are very affordable. I might have to dig into that a little more. Like, I'm not loving the idea behind it, but it's interesting. Like, Lamont Wade Jr. is 2,500. Hasn't done a whole lot, but we know what he can do. So that makes it interesting. Keep an eye on Franmil Reyes. The Cubs picked him up after he got DFA'd by the Guardians. If he is in the lineup for 2,400 bucks versus Spino, color me intrigued. That'll be something to keep an eye on. But other than that, watch the lineups. A lot of cheapies are going to be coming up on a 40-game slate. A lot of them. All right, recapping your pitching. Great pitching on this slate. I go Wheeler Ohtani up top, which is my 1-2, followed by Shane Bieber at 94. We got Charlie Morton at 85, Carrasco at 82, like both of them. And then if you need to punt, you got Marcus Stroman at 72. That's kind of where I'm looking at this point in time. If you're stacking up, don't mind Toronto versus Bradish. That's definitely one you can look at. Love me Atlanta versus Rich Hill. Love it. Minnesota versus Mike Minor. The Mets versus Mike Minor. Big fan of that as well. Cleveland versus Alexander could be sneaky nice. Love the Cubs versus Spino. That's another big one. Houston versus Martin Perez, not too shabby. Milwaukee could be sneaky versus Tampa Bay on a slate like this. Yet Coors Field, especially St. Louis versus Feltner, should be very popular on this slate. And then, there's maybe a few others that you could look at, but I'm not in love with. I kind of want some of those early stacks. Like I said, give me Toronto. Really give me Atlanta, the Mets, the Cubs. Atlanta, the Mets, the Cubs are my top three right now. We got Toronto, you got Cleveland, you got Houston, Milwaukee, St. Louis. You got options on a 14-game slate, lots of them. Lots and lots of options. So we'll see how it all plays out. But that'll do it, folks. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDNTrick, or join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. I truly would appreciate it. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, give the old thumbs up and leave a comment. Also, watch or listen to Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball. And if you're into PGA DFS, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the 2022 FedEx St. Jude Championship is already out and about. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 9th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.